Peace Over Violence has been working to draw attention to the psychological, physical, and sexual abuse of women, children, and men, and to stress the need for action. We have provided victims of abuse with support and protection, lobbied for legal reforms, and challenged the pervasive culture of violence. Peace Over Violence has a grassroots origin revolving around the contribution of volunteers. We are present in the streets, schools, hospitals, and courts, acting up, advocating, and promoting healing. Our call to action for a world free of sexual and domestic violence has garnered widespread respect, support, and dedicated allies among police, prosecutors, politicians, teachers, healthcare providers, celebrities, and a growing list of supporters from government, corporations, and foundations. We provide emergency services, crisis intervention, and healing programs, violence prevention education and advocacy. One-on-one, we listen, counsel, support, guide, and work to heal survivors of violence. One by one, we teach teens and parents about healthy relationships, train girls in self-defense, instruct boys in conflict resolution, advise on public policy. We organize and we advocate. Peace Over Violence is a social service agency committed to social change and social justice. Our mission is the elimination of sexual and domestic violence and all forms of interpersonal violence across the lifespan. We are dedicated to a world without violence, where no child is abused, no wife battered, no friend raped. A world without terror, without threats, without wounds from intentional actions. Where the strong provide for the vulnerable, where the vulnerable become empowered, where every kind of family is safe and secure, and girls and boys and women and men have a fair and equal chance at the pursuit of happiness in a tolerant and talented society. Peace Over Violence is an equation we seek to resolve every day. Not only do we believe, we know that violence is preventable. We stand at the center of a global movement that is advancing individuals, groups, and society to stand over violence.
Thank you. Thank you. This is big. The staff came last time, it was a month ago, he said, we need you 10 minutes in a month from now just about Peace Over Violence. I said, okay, 10 minutes. It has been like 2 days of chaos here. But we love it. And we're committed to that. Peace Over Violence was established in LA. I did not know that. In 1971. And it's a non-profit organization dedicated to eliminate sexual and domestic violence, stalking, child abuse, and youth violence prevention. Peace Over Violence program include emergency, intervention, prevention, educational, and legal services. Denim Day, and that's why we are here today. Denim Day was founded by Patty Giggins 15 years ago, 1999, right here. And she has been now the executive director of Denim Day USA. In the last 2 weeks, Guess has helped to get more than 65,000 people to pledge to wear jeans today to protect sexual violence. I I think we will be to 100,000 in the next week or two, I think. We're already like 70,000, most likely at the end of the day today. It's all over the news, it's all over the social media everywhere. I want to say, because it was not in my speech here, but I really think that once you see that, once you see the energy in this room, we want gas, and we are going to commit to that, to bring back that cause where it belongs. It belongs to Italy. And this case started in 1992 in a case of a young teenager who got raped by a drive instructor, I think, and was convicted, was affirmed by the Court of Appeal, and the Supreme Court of Italy reversed that. And that's how this case started, that the guy went free. We are not going to let that happen. We are very solid and really installed very well in Italy. We are going to start this movement in Italy next year. We are going to be there. We will. We hope the mayor of LA and the police chief Beck will be in Florence with us, maybe. With the wife and children. No, I'm kidding. And now, Patty Giggins, she became executive director in 1999, and believe it or not, look at the size. She's black belt karate, master self-defense trainer, and she founded the first woman martial arts in art school in Southern California in 1978. Patty is considered a national expert in sexual and domestic violence, teen dating violence, and youth prevention. Please welcome Patty Giggins. Woo!
This is good. Oh, I feel, I've always wanted to be tall. Oh, thank you so much, Paul, for that very nice introduction and really rallying cry about this cause and for hosting us today. And thank you to the entire GUESS organization. I don't know if you know this, but GUESS is the first major company, national and international as they are, the first major company and brand to take on this issue. This is a courageous step on behalf of our communities. This is the 15th anniversary of Denim Day. It's a milestone in our sexual violence prevention education campaign. And as Paul described, it began in Italy after a Supreme Court justice overturned a lower court's rape conviction of a 43-year-old driving instructor. He did this, the judge said, because the 17-year-old, a driving student, was wearing tight jeans, and since the attacker would not have been able to get them off without help, this was not rape, but consensual sex. This became known as the jeans alibi, or the sexy clothing defense, or the consent defense. This caused an uproar, and the female members of parliament wore jeans in protest on the steps of the Supreme Court in Rome. Members of the California legislature followed suit, wearing jeans in solidarity. I saw these images on television, and controlling my rage, my outrage, I imagined how powerful it would be for everybody to wear jeans to protest all the harmful myths and lies that are told about victims and who is to blame. That is how Denim Day in LA was started. Now, 15 years later, we still hear some of the same excuses. She wore a short dress, she was drunk, she was his wife, she was his ex-girlfriend. He's a convicted criminal. What does he expect in jail? He deserves what he gets. What was she doing in the bar at 2 a.m.? She's a prostitute. It can't happen to a boy. You know children lie. I thought she meant yes. The goals of Denim Day are twofold: to support survivors and educate ourselves and others. Our aim is to change the hearts and minds of every person. Denim Day is a call to action. It summons us to do nothing less than change this shame and blame and the cover-ups that we have become so accustomed to. To change this culture, we need leadership from those who are in charge of all of our institutions: the schools, the courts, the universities, the military, government, religious institutions, corporations, and the most intimate institution of all, the family. Let's spread violence prevention education like a virus, a healthy virus. But the positional leaders are not the only kind of leadership that's needed. To really make these changes, it requires all of us. Every one of you has to decide how you can support the survivors you know and the survivors you don't. Every one of us has to examine how we too hold on to some of these excuses, these attitudes. They creep in. We can't help it until we intentionally help it. Every one of you can be a leader on this issue. No longer is it acceptable or agreeable to sit on the sidelines. The time for engagement is now. Let's make what Denim Day stands for be more than just one day of the year. Let's carry the spirit of the day. There is no excuse and never an invitation to rape. This idea must become an embodied attitude. It has to leap off the button and become part of our values. This issue of sexual violence is finally coming out of the shadows. Many of the people on this stage, in this fabulous space, and around the country today are helping that happen. We all have to make sure it doesn't slink back into the shadows. Peace over violence has a voice. But with our new partnership with GUESS and with all of your commitment, we have a megaphone. Today, while we are convening here, there are Denim Days in New York City, Milwaukee, Denim Day Nevada, Denim Day California, back on the steps of the Capitol in Sacramento, military bases, the Navy boot camp, and in guest stores and factory outlets all over the country and in Canada. I'm going to venture a guess, no pun, that there is a Denim Day in every state of the country this year. Last year, 7 million people wore jeans on purpose. This year, we may not be able to count them. So thank you for making, all of you who are here today, making a social statement with your fashion statement. And you all look so good today. Let's continue this intentionality. So one day, we reverse the belief that sexual abuse and rape is inevitable, so that no child, no wife, no boy, no girl, no teen, no mother, no soldier, no coworker, no prisoner, no refugee, no deaf or disabled person, no male or female or transgender human of any color, religion, or origin is sexually violated, trafficked, or abused. The Peace Over Violence family is so proud to partner with the GUESS family so that no family is impacted by sexual violence. One-on-one, one-by-one, together, I believe we can make this happen. So it is my great pleasure, and I don't I'm not sure that everyone knew who the gentleman was standing up here. I did mention his name, but he didn't really introduce himself. That was Paul Marciano, the CEO of Guess. And it's my great pleasure to introduce another Marciano, Maurice, practice my French, Maurice. Maurice is the chairman of the board of Guess Incorporated. He is the genius behind this brand and a lot of these designs. And from what I have heard, he is one of the most generous, most philanthropic people that we have in our community. And it's just my pleasure for me to introduce Maurice.
Thank you, Patty. First of all, I have to say that it's a great honor for us to be hosting this event. And after seeing the video and after hearing what you had to say, Patty, I can reaffirm what Paul just said before, that we will be fully committed to this cause, and not only here, but everywhere where we are in the world, because this is a problem which unfortunately exists all over the world. And we have to bring the awareness of this issue all over the world. And the more noise we're going to make about it, and hopefully the better we're going to be able to protect all the women and the young kids and everybody who's a victim of rape. So we are committed. Now, some time ago, I had the privilege of meeting our mayor, Eric Garcetti, who I find to be an amazing person. And I find him to be an amazing person, not just because he's our mayor, but I find him to be extremely, extremely personable, extremely committed, extremely engaged in every aspect of our community. Not only supporting causes like today, but also into the art world, into the music world, into education, into health, into environment. He's making such a big imprint on our community here that I want everybody to know that it's a great, great privilege for all of us to have Eric Garcetti as our mayor. And it's my privilege and honor to introduce our mayor, Eric Garcetti.
Thank you, please. Thank you. Merci, Maurice et Paul. It is such a great joy to see the joining together of two entities which I have the deepest respect for. Guess Jeans, which I've seen grow up here in Los Angeles, a global mark that signifies that this is the most creative spot on the face of the earth, but that we take that creativity and we do something with it, that it has a purpose and a passion, and that purpose and passion here today is that other entity that has moved my heart for so many years as I've marched alongside, as we've joined hands and fought good fights and claimed the victories and changed the lives and imagine a world that is free of violence. And looking today at all of you, I wish I were a mirror and not a speaker so you could see how beautiful you look. Check out my Instagram feed later. I think I got a good shot. But I see a world free of violence. I see peace over violence embodied here today in this room and the coming together of Guess and Peace Over Violence and Denim Day. We've done this for so many years and I walked into this room and it took my breath away. And I'm so proud to be the mayor of this town, a town that stands for bringing people from all around the world, the most diverse, most creative group of human beings ever assembled in one place in human history, and that changes the world one conversation, one design, one song, one story at a time. And here in Los Angeles, what we have been able to export through Denim Day has grown into nothing short of a worldwide movement. To end sexual violence in our communities, in our cities, in our states, in our countries, and around the globe. You know, it was Eleanor Roosevelt who once said when she was writing, helping to write the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, she spoke about human rights, and I'll paraphrase, she said, "After all, where do human rights begin? In faraway shores and distant lands? No. They are found in places so small that you cannot see them on any human map. The places that we live, the places that we work. It is us here today, our co-workers, our neighbors, our family members. That's where human rights begin. And for each of us to realize that we have not only a privilege to be together and to come together towards a purpose of ending sexual violence in our community, but we have a responsibility too. Quick story, I remember one of the first times as a city council member I wore jeans for Denim Day. And our city council meetings are televised, and so we got a call to my office that was quite angry from a constituent saying, "My council member is wearing jeans. This is unbecoming of the office. I voted for him. I don't want to see him in a city council meeting. He's not taking this meeting seriously, and he's in his jeans." And my receptionist who took the call said, "Well, excuse me, sir, he's wearing jeans because there's a purpose behind them. It's Denim Day." And the man said, "Well, what's Denim Day?" And they began to engage in a conversation about sexual violence. And I just came from a group of students in the top room of City Hall, the Tom Bradley Ballroom, and I asked them, "How many of you know about Denim Day?" And about 2/3 of the hands went up, which shows us the progress that we've made. But about 1/3, I said, "It's okay if you don't know, raise your hand." And 1/3 of them didn't. And so we talked about that case. We talked about what happened in Italy. We talked about what happens every single day on our streets. You see, sexual violence is still around us, too much. It's in an innocent-looking massage parlor on the corner of where we live. It's in the apartment next door to us. It's on the streets, and I know that Patty will speak to this, but this weekend we'll be having a protest about sexual trafficking in our city on Western Avenue. We see around us too often, in unexpected places and in the obvious places, that this continues. So what is our work in the city? And as your mayor, what are we doing to make sure that this ends? Eileen Decker, my deputy mayor. Where's Eileen? Over here. Eileen, right here. Stand up for a second. Eileen Decker is deputy mayor for public safety in the city of Los Angeles. I'm so proud to have women in positions of leadership, especially in areas where oftentimes women are not seen as the leaders. Public safety. She oversees our police department, our fire department, and our emergency preparedness. Together, we worked on making sure that the backlog of DNA kits, that those who were victims were being re-victimized by the city because their DNA kits were not being processed for months, in some cases for years, sitting there. We've eliminated that backlog, and we've pledged to make sure that moving forward, that rape kits, DNA kits, are processed immediately so that we can have justice for those who have been brave enough to come forward, those who have been the victims and who we will turn into the survivors of sexual violence in our city. And this year, later on in the year, we'll be announcing how we can empower those survivors even further to see the progress of those rape kits. We're going to continue looking at violence in our communities with the issue of trafficking to make sure that nobody is trafficked. No girl, no boy. Nobody in our community is brought from another place or brought from Los Angeles to other places. Los Angeles is now exporting. We are taking young girls, and in some cases boys in our community, and exporting them to other places in this country and in this world. To be sexual slaves, that must end. It is our collective responsibility. And our police department will make sure that those folks are prosecuted. Here in Los Angeles, we embrace that we are a city of angels. But as angels, we have zero tolerance for sexual violence. Not in our city, not in our state, not in our country, and not in our world. And each one of us today commits through wearing these jeans, and I hope because guests make such beautiful jeans, that you will wear them 364 other days of the year, that we will make that commitment every single time we put on jeans. Just think for a moment, what can I do today? What have I done this week? What should I do this month and this year to make sure that we do have a world one day free of violence of all sorts, but especially sexual violence? One other thing I want to make sure that people know. If you're out there right now, if you're somebody who's living in the isolation and feeling that you have nowhere to turn to because you are right now the victim of violence in our community, you are not alone. There is help. All of us are here. You can go to safela.org or you can call the national hotline number 1-800-799-7233. We will, in our lifetime, be able to end this scourge. It will take each one of us in this room. It will take the school district and the city and the county. It will take the private sector. It will take the faith community. It will take each one of us realizing that this is our place, our destiny. We have been called to do this, and today, looking at this sea of activists, I know that day will come. And with that, I'd like to introduce a great, great partner, a man who has led a police department to make sure that this is not a peripheral issue, but the core of their mission, to reduce violence of all sorts, whether it's young people, to keep them out of gangs and to take them to a different pathway, whether it's those who are the victims of sexual violence in our community. Chief Charlie Beck has been a leader that has brought this city down to the lowest crime level per capita since 1949. But one rape, one murder, one burglary, one act of violence is one too many. And so I know he is going to continue pushing forward. Please welcome our police chief, Charlie Beck.
Well, what a great day. What a great day. And I'm so proud to stand in front of you. And Paul, Maurice, thank you so much. Patty, what can I say? You're my hero. Our mayor, Eric Garcetti, the best partner ever in this instance, without a doubt. But he's absolutely right. The status quo is unacceptable. We've made tremendous strides over the last decade in Los Angeles, and in the last 5 years have cut violent crime literally in half. But there is still far too much. At least once a day, a rape is reported in the city of Los Angeles. That's tragic enough. But there are many, many other instances where that rape is not reported. Because victims, whether they be child victims, male, female, sex workers, are afraid to report. And why are they afraid to report? Because they think they have no voice. What Patty established 15 years ago, and what you're part of today, is that voice. It started as a whisper, and today it's evolved into a roar. This voice, the voice of activists, have allowed us to secure the funding and momentum to eliminate the rape backlog in Los Angeles. It has allowed us the momentum and the political will to change the nation's definition of rape so that it is not a crime exclusive to one gender, that it is not a crime exclusive to one act, that it takes into account all forms of sexual violence and adds appropriate penalty. That's because of the people in this room. Now, I know each and every one of you, except for the folks that work here today, had to remember to put on jeans today. It's important. It's not just what you wear. It's the fact that you are giving voice and focus to an issue that desperately needs it. You know, when people get their car stolen or people get shot at, they report. because they feel they have a voice. Please continue to give our victims of sexual violence a voice. All of you know people that are at risk. Have that discussion. And for the men in the room, with your sons, your friends, you have the discussion. You mentor them. You tell them that violence against women, that violence against anybody that you perceive to be weaker than you is unacceptable. And that... And that is how this city, the second largest city in America, the center of the world's focus in so many respects, can lead us out of this. Can lead us out of these dark ages where people are treated like property. Can lead us into a place where everybody thinks they have a voice. And that is, without a doubt, the gift that is Los Angeles. We get to be world leaders in this. Please help me. Please hold our hands in doing this. Let's make a difference. Let's be the difference. Thank you.
Something to his job description. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Mayor and Chief. You know, really looking out at all of you is amazing. You know, just turn around and look. Look behind you, look across. I don't know if you know who's in this room. All the employees from Guess are here, the board members of Guess, Peace Over Violence Advocates. Our board is here. Our sister brother rape crisis centers are here. Violence Prevention Coalition, so many collaborating agencies. Thank you all so much for being here, and you need to really pat each other on the back for being involved. Now I want to focus just a minute on all the voices that we've been talking about, the voices of survivors. I want to introduce to you Brittany Soto, who is a survivor, and she is also an advocate. And it's her authentic words that really will speak to your hearts. Brittany, please come up.
Good morning, my name is Brittany, and I'm a survivor of sexual assault. I did not invite it, I did not ask for it, and I did not give consent. 2009, I was a student at the University of San Diego, home in Los Angeles for my 21st birthday, celebrating with my family and friends. After the birthday cake at midnight, we went to the bar for my first legal drink. I was sure that turning 21 would be one of the most memorable events of my life, but what happened was not as I imagined. What was intended to be a fun and safe environment ended with a hard lesson learned and another human's ability to take advantage of a person's trust and moments of vulnerability. In my group, a last-minute invite was extended to a close acquaintance that I'd known for over 5 years. Feeling the excitement of showing my ID and walking into the bar, this acquaintance gave me and several other women in the group drinks that he had purchased prior to our arrival. Within an hour, we were all suddenly incoherent and unable to stand and were asked to leave the bar. We took cabs to get home, and we're dependent on family and friends to get us from the sidewalk inside. This acquaintance, while pretending to help me, steered me away from my family and diverted me to a secluded part of a front yard of a vacant house. When my family realized I never got into the house, they began looking for me, walking and driving around the neighborhood. They finally found me, passed out, in front of the vacant house. No one could have imagined what had actually happened during that time. My case got to court. This acquaintance was charged with kidnapping with intent to rape, rape, and sodomy. Unfortunately, he was not convicted. On the day the verdict came, I was surrounded by family. I remember walking out of the courthouse with my dad walking beside me, and he told me to walk with my head high. I knew at that moment that these outcomes happen all too often, that this needed to change, and I needed to help change it. This whole experience, including going through the legal process, changed my life. Having people who I did not know support me. Can I start over? All weekend, I struggled with the sense that something happened, but I had no memory. I knew I had been hurt because I had physical symptoms. I finally figured out I had been raped, and I built up the courage to tell my mom what happened to me on my birthday. I went back to school in San Diego and decided to make a courtesy report with San Diego PD. I went for a forensic exam, and they did a rape kit. It was there that I met two of the kindest people who I will not forget, the forensic nurse and an advocate. Because this happened in Pasadena, I had to go back to give my statement. It was there that I met a sensitive detective and a supportive advocate who was from Peace Over Violence. These two individuals laid the foundation for my healing and seeking justice. They were instrumental in helping my parents, who were struggling with blaming themselves and were overwhelmed with concern for me. This whole experience, including going through the legal process, changed my life. Having those people who I did not know support me and believe me left no doubt in my mind that I had to be that person for someone else, and I decided to be an advocate. After I graduated, I said goodbye to my marketing career and contacted Peace Over Violence and got hired as an advocate. It's been 3 years since POV took a chance on this girl with a passion and a marketing degree and gave me the healing and support that has impacted my life more than I could ever say. That is why I am now able to stand here in front of you and say, this is my body, this is my life, this is my story, and this is why I am a survivor, a thriver, and a warrior. If I may, I've been inspired by Ellen and Mayor Garcetti, so if you would all please smile. Thank you.
I give up. Stand on my tippy toes. The president of the Board of Supervisors, Mark Ridley Thomas, unfortunately was called away for some personal reason and that he could not be here today, but he did send his educational policy advisor just to speak a few words to you on his behalf and also to give you another call to action. Is Jeff here? Alex, I'm sorry. It's Alex.
hear me. Good morning. I am honored to be here to represent Los Angeles County Supervisor Mark Ridley Thomas. I serve as a senior advisor on education and both public safety, and I'm proud to say after the moving speech that I'm a former domestic violence prosecutor, and this work is value-added. Peace Over Violence is doing amazing, tremendous work. Let's give Patty Giggins another round of applause for her leadership, her commitment, and her advocacy. Now, I'm going to be very brief. If you believe in peace over violence, why don't you turn to your neighbor and say, peace over violence. Give them a high five. Peace over violence. Let me simply echo the words of Patty, who said that the time for engagement is now. Repeat after me. The time for engagement is now. The time for action is now. So let me invite you simply to a march against child sex trafficking on this Saturday. The mayor made reference to it, but this is an important action step. Peace Over Violence Denim Day must continue 365 days of the year. So I invite you to the corner of King and Western this Saturday at 9 a.m. to march against child sex trafficking to continue the work of Peace Over Violence. Our children are not for sale. We must end this scourge of child sex trafficking. We must end the scourge of violence against women in our society. Join me, join the supervisor, join Mayor Garcetti this Saturday. Thank you so much.
Whoops. I need a personal technician here. No, I'm not going into slapstick comedy. I'm going to be there Saturday, along with the mayor and the supervisor and many other. Any of you, how many of you are thinking of coming out on Saturday morning? We're going to march down Western, and we're going to really make a statement about how children are not prostitutes. They are victims. This is something that we really need to get, we need to clean up in our community. So I hope to see many of you there on Saturday. It is my great pleasure, and this is a unique opportunity because the person that I'm going to introduce has supported our cause for domestic violence, sexual violence, violence against women, violence against children for her whole career in politics and as an elected official. She's homegrown from LA. We have a congresswoman. We have a congresswoman, Lucille Roybal Allard from the 40th Congressional District, who happens to be home in her district this week so she can be with us. Please welcome Congresswoman Lucille Roybal Allard.
Good morning. As Chief Beck said, today is a very exciting day. But it is unfortunate that what has brought us together is the unacceptable prevalence of sexual violence in our society. And I want to thank Patty Giggins and her staff at Peace Over Violence for arranging today's press conference and for building Denim Day into a national movement that helps dispel the myth about sexual assault. And what I'm hearing that it's going beyond a national movement, but it's actually becoming international thanks to our hosts as well. So I really do want to commend Paul and Maurice for hosting us today and for promoting Denim Day throughout his guest stores. And I also want to thank, and I know that they're here, Aloe Black and Maya Jupiter for lending their voices to this very serious issue. And I particularly want to extend my most sincere thanks to Mayor Eric Garcetti and Chief Beck, as well as all the men who are here today, because their presence is significant, because it sends men a very strong and critical message that that helps empower them to speak out against these heinous crimes. So let's give them another round of applause. We need male allies. You know, while it is true that we have made progress towards addressing violence against women, both here in the city of Los Angeles, but also nationally, it is also true that the same tired victim-blaming myths about these crimes continue to endure. And the statistics tell the story. Nearly one in five women will experience a sexual assault in her lifetime. Yet only 3% of rapists will serve even one day in prison. That is why Denim Day is so important. It factually informs the public and challenges society's antiquated idea that a woman's choice of clothing invites sexual attacks, and that when they occur, it is the survivor's burden to prove she wasn't asking for it. Denim Day also reminds us that until we dispel these myths about all types of sexual assaults on women and men, survivors will be hesitant to report an attack, and perpetrators will go unpunished, free to continue victimizing others. It is my hope that in addition to our message reaching adults, our message will also be heard by our boys and girls. This is of utmost importance because our youth are at greatest risk of experiencing some form of sexual abuse, and it is essential that they clearly understand that rape is not a joke and under no circumstance is it excusable. Throughout the year, wearing jeans should not simply be a fashion statement, but a daily reminder that sexual assault is wrong and indefensible. In other words, every day should be thought of as Denim Day. Thank you so much.
Okay, now I have all the help I need. Thank you all. This is really just a wonderful, as I said, it's a milestone, and we're going to carry this forward. And to help us carry this forward, we're going to get some inspiration. Music, you know how music is so important to all of us. And we have a fabulous couple, Maya Jupiter and Aloe Black, who are here with us today to give a very special performance just for you, just for us. And Maya has been, this is her third Denim Day, her third year of being involved in Denim Day, and she is a member of Peace Over Violence's advisory board. And Aloe Black, who's just straight out of Coachella, he just got back, he is like, Aloe, you're everywhere. Your music is everywhere, which is wonderful. People are talking about you, writing about you, and we're so glad that you are here. And they are our Denim Day spokespeople. And they have been talking about this and energizing people, and we are so pleased to have them. They're here to share their talent and their music with us. Aloe.